This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Monday here. Glad to have you in for the conversation. We need to do a lot of work this week. Glad to have you here because we'll be covering a lot. A couple of things here quickly. Senator John Cornyn of Texas yesterday called for a stronger gun background check system. Senator Cornyn making those comments after attending a service at the site of the mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, 1 week ago. We need to fix this broken background check system, Cornyn told reporters that were gathered there. The Republican senator's comments come after he announced on Tuesday that he would introduce a bill soon designed to strengthen the gun background check system in the United States. After the identified shooter's previous court-martial conviction was found to have not been entered in the FBI database by the Air Force. That's called the NICS system, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS system, NICS. The Air Force revealing Monday that the Holloman Air Force Base Office of Special Investigation didn't enter the shooter's information into the system, allowing him to purchase those guns illegally. The legislation put forth by Cornyn would help to ensure that all federal departments and agencies upload the required conviction records into the national database. Cornyn says he will be introducing the legislation soon, potentially as early as today. My hope is that we can expedite consideration of this, get it into law, and then make sure that this sort of thing never happens again, said the senator. This individual should not have been allowed to get guns, and that's true. The individual, he was prohibited from buying firearms. He had beaten his ex-wife and her son, his stepson. Well, the stepson beaten so severely he had a fractured skull. He broke the kid's skull. No easy task, obviously. We have a background check system to prevent this exact thing. We don't need more laws. We need the laws we have enforced. We don't need more government. We need the government that we have to do what they're supposed to do, which in this case was to enter the information so that we don't have this sort of a massacre. We just cannot tolerate this sort of nonsense. We just can't. We can't sit there and listen to Democrats talking about taking our guns away or changing the Second Amendment when the laws that we have on the books have been blatantly ignored. Blatantly ignored. Now, moving to Alabama and the attacks on Roy Moore. Allegations that 40 years ago, the judge and GOP nominee to be the next U.S. Senator from Alabama, the accusations of harassment of teenagers when he was 30 and 32 years old and may have had inappropriate sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl almost four decades ago. Doing some damage now. Moore facing Democrat Doug Jones, a former U.S. attorney in the special election on December the 12th. So coming up a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving. A month from now. A month from yesterday, I guess. Or a month from tomorrow, I suppose. A poll published Sunday by JMC Analytics and Polling shows Jones with 46%. Moore with 42%. Previously, Moore had a 17-point lead, but 9 points. 9% undecided in that poll. Now, the problem with JMC Analytics, when I did a little deeper dive on that company, they predict every Democrat's going to win in every race that they look at. So I would say the credibility of that polling company is marginal. It was the first time that Jones, however, has taken lead in any poll, according to Real Clear Politics. Now, RCP decided to keep it in their mix, so they must give this polling company some credibility. A Fox 10 strategy research poll from mid-October showed Moore ahead by 11 points, though a survey by Opinion Savvy on November 9th declared the race a tie. So the point being is, it is a close race. Moore is lagging with women, as you can expect. Moore is lagging with women because of these accusations, and two conservative Republican senators have now withdrawn their support. Mike Lee of Utah, about as conservative as you get. Steve Daines of Montana also withdrawing their support, their endorsements. That happened on Friday. On Saturday, Senator Bob Corker pulled any support he might have had. He said Roy Moore's nomination is the bridge too far. And Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey says he too is withdrawing any support. Donald Trump, for his part, has said he hasn't looked at this at all. Now, you may remember Donald Trump supported Luther Strange, Moore's opponent in the primary. But Steve Bannon and others supported Judge Roy Moore. The question is this for Republicans. Which is worse? Is it worse to have this Democrat win in Alabama, which is painful to say the least? Or is it worse to have Roy Moore elected as the United States Senator that could be an albatross around your neck for the next 6 years and something that the Democrats raise money from and point to and claim that the Republicans' war on women and all of that, well, frankly, that crap they put out there all the time about the Republicans' war on women while ignoring their own transgressions, like that of Bob Menendez, the Democratic senator who we're still waiting for a verdict could come today, he's been accused for more than 4 years of hiring underage prostitutes, sex slaves, inappropriate behavior, taking bribes, and a whole lot more. Can you imagine if that was a Republican senator on trial in New Jersey? It would lead the news daily. But somehow the national press has ignored Bob Menendez for the most part. If convicted, he will lose his Senate seat. Could happen this week. There could be a hung jury as well. But Bob Menendez has been accused of sex trafficking, underage prostitutes, and a whole host of tawdry crimes. Far worse than anything Roy Moore is accused of. Far worse. And yet, nobody's calling for Bob Menendez to step down. Nobody's asking for Bob Menendez to leave his position, as they should. If Roy Moore should leave the race because of allegations that are 40 years old, and certainly allegations that are just a few years old, quite recent in fact, I guess Bob Menendez should have an impact. But of course they do not, because we live in a world with two different narratives, two different sets of standards for how coverage is. It's journalistic malpractice is what it is. It's journalistic malpractice because the way things are covered varies so greatly. And even friends of mine that are liberals cannot deny the facts that the mainstream media covers Republicans one way and Democrats completely different. Can you imagine if a Republican had paid Fusion GPS? Good Lord, bar the door. 14 after on a Monday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.